Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob is here with me. We are out at Boulevard right now. They are having a celebration of the start of the season for the season ticket holders. We are here shaking hands, kissing babies, drinking beers. At least Rob is. I'm focused. We're not having any brews until the clock strikes 6 o'clock, and then I'll have one for me and for JT. That's it, though. Not for anybody else. I'm going to drink one for myself. I'm going to drink one for fake Rob back at the studio, and then we're going to get out of here. There are actually a lot of things that I want to talk about with you guys. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's start with a little bit of Chiefs news. This 5 o'clock hour is going to be a little bit different. We're going to bounce around. We'll talk a little bit of football. We'll talk a little bit of basketball, some baseball. We'll talk about a little bit of everything. So the Chiefs this weekend, they re-signed Mike Pinnell. We don't have to talk about the actual Mike Pinnell signing. He is a good player, a run stuffer, great locker room guy. Every team would be happy to have Mike Pinnell. I think more so this is about what it means and what I think the Chiefs are communicating to us. The Chiefs are bringing back 17 of the 22 guys that started for them on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, the Chiefs obviously were a very good team last year. They made another Super Bowl. They were the second best team in the National Football League. It ain't broke, so to speak. But I think what the Chiefs are telling you is, we think that our biggest issue was left tackle. That was the thing that they were most aggressive at. We're going to go pick up our left tackle, and we think everything else in our roster was pretty strong last year. I still think there's a couple of things that the Chiefs need. I don't think you find that in free agency anymore. I think you're looking for that in the NFL draft. But the Chiefs obviously feel really, really good about their team. They have 8 of their 11 starters coming back on offense, and they have 9 of their 11 starters coming back on defense. On defense, I think they're just about complete. There's some things I want for them to go get on offense in the draft, but on defense, you lost Tershawn Wharton, and I think Tershawn Wharton is a very, very good player. You also lost Justin Reed, but I think you've known that for some time in Kansas City. That's why you went to go get Shamari Connor. That's why you got Jaden Hicks. That's why you got Brian Cook. You can have those guys step into that role. You now throw Christian Fulton in the mix. I don't think their defense is missing a beat right now. Now, I still think the Chiefs need to go out and find a little bit more push when it comes to the pass rush. But for the most part, I think their defense is good. I do have my questions about the offense and what I think they need. I've been banging this drum the entire time. I really want the Chiefs to go out and get a running back. I think they need to get another running back. I think they need one more wide receiver. I want them to go pick up another wide receiver. We'll see if they end up doing that or not in the NFL draft and how things kind of come together. But I think the message for the Chiefs is very, very simple. We are not going to overreact to what happened in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was not idea. And yes, they got a thumping in the Super Bowl. But I think they're telling you, hey, we still won 19 games last year. I'd calm down just a little bit. All is not lost. It is not completely broken. Let's bring back a majority of our team. Let's shore up left tackle. We'll get Rashee Rice back. And we think we're going to be fine heading into the upcoming season. And it's hard to disagree with their strategy. Their strategy works. Their strategy has built a team that has dominated the AFC for the last 36 months. They have been at the absolute top. So, I think they're good. Someone on the text line says, text line 913-586-7965, CDOT, they need a slot corner. I think that Trent McDuffie's their slot corner. I think their plan is to have Jalen Watson on the outside, Christian Fulton on the outside, and they're going to put Trent McDuffie back on the inside. I think you're fine. If that's your 1-2-3 at corner, I actually think you're in a good spot. I think McDuffie is a good number one, and I think that Christian Fulton in the right system, in the right scheme, I think he's a solid number two. And now you move Jalen Watson, who is certainly battle-tested and experienced, you move him down, and he is now your number three. I know you guys will find this hard to believe. I don't have any questions about their secondary right now. None. I don't have a single question about their secondary. My questions right now about this team is, do they have enough punch offensively? Do they have enough at running back? Because I don't think they have enough at running back. I also would like for them to go get one more wide receiver. And I have the same question that everybody has. Is Jalen Moore a quality starting left tackle in the National Football League? And did they really improve at the position? Or have they simply moved the problem around at left tackle? So some of these questions we're not going to be able to have answered now. Some of them we will still have after the NFL draft. But at least on defense, I only have really one question when it comes to pass rush. And then when it comes to the offense, do they have enough push? Do they have enough offense? So that's where I currently sit with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm obviously excited about some of the moves that they've made this year. I've got my questions about that. But a majority of my opinion, you know what, I am going to hold off until we see what their strategy is in the NFL draft.
I mean, it's going to be fascinating. Andy Reid was on with us. God, it feels like a decade ago, but I pulled the audio. Do you know it was actually under a month ago he was on with us? The combine was February 25th, just to give you an idea how it feels like March has been eking on forever. And he basically said it. Hey, you got to remind yourself, we're good. We won 17 games this year. Yeah, we lost the last one, but we're fine. That is the Chiefs' minds of this offseason. I might have my complaints about it, and you might have your complaints, because what was this show's stance? Younger and more explosive? They haven't done any of that. They're not younger.
They have not.
By actually definition, everyone on the team got a year older because they're bringing everyone back. And by getting older, I would tell you they're less explosive. But they are saying we're fine. We are a 15-2 team. In reality, 15-1 with a game that didn't count and we didn't care about. And now we're focused on adding younger pieces in the draft and building. We're running it back without saying run it back. That is what the Chiefs are telling you with their actions. I have my complaints, concerns about it, but Brett Veach and co. feel like they're the 15-2 team more than the team that got just absolutely hammered in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, my questions on the offense are really no different than before. Is their offense in a position to deal with an injury? Is their offense explosive enough? Because maybe this is where I'm just different than a majority of fans. I think explosive plays come from explosive pieces and parts. And I don't know if they have a lot of them offensively. Now, we didn't get a chance to see their full vision last year offensively. We didn't get a chance to see Rashee Rice with Xavier Worthy, with Hollywood Brown, with the healthy Isaiah Pacheco. They never got all those pieces to line up together.
I would say that's football happening, though, just to play devil's advocate.
100%. So, this upcoming season, let's see if they can stay healthy. Let's see if they can get all of those things to come together. Let's see how things go. So, on one side, they are building their team differently than how I would build their team. But I also have to acknowledge, hey, their way of team and roster building has worked. And what they are telling me is, we think our offense was going to be really, really good, but injuries derailed our offense. We obviously think defensively, the Chiefs don't think they need anything on defense. They have not been super aggressive on defense. If the only move you've made on defense was bringing in Christian Fulton, you feel like your defense was ready-made and ready to go for the most part. So that is, I think, the up-to-date information with the Kansas City Chiefs as they re-signed Mike Pinnell. They also brought back Deshaun Wharton. Actually did that – not Deshaun Wharton. They brought back Charles Omenihu.
Charles Omenihu.
That's who they brought back. They brought back Charles Omenihu. So that has been the team for the Kansas City Chiefs. When it comes to the NCAA tournament, before we get to the hits, I want to allow Rob the ability to say that he was right. Because I think – and I told you guys coming into the tournament – I thought these were the top three stories. How good is the SEC? They have seven teams in the Sweet 16. We'll see how many of those teams make the Final Four. How many of those teams make the Elite Eight? But they have seven teams in the Sweet 16. SEC, the teams that people thought were good in the SEC, all advanced and made it to the third round of the NCAA tournament. So that's number one. Slugger just walked in right now. Everybody going crazy. Slugger might be the second most popular player on the team behind Bobby Witt Jr.
I mean, he's definitely the most famous person
Vinny Pasquantino would not have walked in here and got that ovation that we just heard.
They would have recognized him from the – he'd be on crutches because he's always hurt.
You said that. I didn't say that.
It's worth noting. He only has a grade one hamstring strain.
You said that. I didn't say nothing about him.
There's actual news to report there. He's a grade one hamstring strain. It's actual good news. But he is injury prone, so I had to get my jokes
off. No, I didn't say that. I just want to go ahead and point that out. Vinny, I didn't say nothing about you. That was Rob. I'm neutral today. So I thought the stories coming into the tournament were simple. How good is the SEC? Seven teams from the SEC ended up making it. I think that was number one. Number two I thought was Duke at Cooper Flagg. Dominated Baylor yesterday in the round of 32. And the third question was St. John's. I thought the St. John's was the story coming into this thing, and St. John's was in the tournament for one day. I mean, you can't shoot the ball worse than they shot it a couple of days ago. Like, you legitimately, it is difficult in a D1 team. It is hard for you to be worse offensively than what they just were. Let me pull the numbers up here for you guys in case you missed it. St. John's was 21 of 75 from the floor. That is 28% for those of you that can't do math quickly. They took 22 threes. They made two of them. I don't care how good defensively you are. I don't care how good defensively you are. If you can't shoot, you're not advancing in this tournament. You're not. Did you know out of the top 10 offenses on KenPom, did you know that nine of them advanced to the third round of the NCAA tournament? You want to know the one team that didn't advance? Mizzou.
I was going to let you say it.
Mizzou didn't advance. All the other teams in the top 10 offensively advanced to the third round of the NCAA tournament. Basketball will always be about buckets. Yes, you got to scheme. You got to protect the rim. You got to defend. You got to do those things. Do you have a guy that can go get buckets? And St. John's and their game against Arkansas, they didn't have a whole lot of guys that could go out there and get you buckets when it really, really mattered. That is not what happened. Let me give you guys a little bit of breaking Royals news as the Royals have announced their rotation for the first five games of the season. Cole Reagans is going to start on opening day. Seth Lugo on Saturday. Michael Wacha on Sunday. Chris Bubich is going to go on March 31st in Milwaukee. That is their opening day. And Michael Lorenzen is going to pitch next Tuesday. So the first 5 days for the Kansas City Royals, Reagans, Lugo, Wacha, Bubich, and Michael Lorenzen, those are going to be the first handful of starters for the Kansas City Royals. All right, we'll continue to talk about the top stories, but first, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
CDOT, when you know the hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
There might not be a show in the city that needs the Royals to be good quite like the drive. We love the Royals. We support the Royals on this show. And you want to know what I'm so excited about as the season is beginning? I am excited because they just did something that they haven't done a lot in my adult life. Rob, you were born in 1991. Did you know if you removed the strike season, these have been the years that the Royals have had a winning record? 91, 93, 2003. They went a decade. If you remove the strike year because they didn't finish the season, they went a decade without a winning record. They then went another decade. They didn't have a winning season again until 2013. They then had one in 14 and 15. And then last season, what we rarely get to have as Royals fans is real hope and optimism heading into the season. I don't know what the Royals are going to do. Maybe the Royals take us on another magical journey like they did a decade ago, and October is going to be on fire here in Kansas City. Maybe that's what happens. You know what I would love? I would love an 87 win, win the American League Central, host a home playoff series, advance past the ALDS, and who knows? You take it from there. The Royals haven't had many of those kind of seasons in our life. I'm just excited because you and I, going into the baseball season, have real expectations and have tangible goals to set for the Royals. The goals are simple. Finish with the winning record. Compete in the American League Central. Win the American League Central. Make the playoffs. Win a playoff series. That's it. I'm not interested in talking to you about anything else when it comes to this Royals team. This Royals season is not about development for the young guys. This season is about what I just said. Finish with the winning record. Win the American League Central. Lock in a playoff spot. Win a playoff series. That's the standard that I'm holding the Royals to this year because that's the standard that I think they have set. They brought back their team from last year. They've made some good additions to this team. Their rotation is solid. They have upgraded the bullpen. And they've made – I love the move that they have at leadoff now with Jonathan India. I really like what they have done this offseason. The Royals got a chance to be good this season. Let me ask you this, and for our 5 o'clock audience. Do you think people are willing to give the Royals the benefit of the doubt if things start off a little bit slow? Because usually, and Royals fans, you know I'm not speaking out of turn here, the Royals got about 14 days to grab your attention. And if the Royals get off to a slow start where they're 5-9 in their first 14 games, you and I both know how the text line is going to react.
Yep.
You and I both know how Kansas City is going to react if the Royals get off to a little bit of a slow start. Now, that happens from time to time. But do you think that the Royals built up enough equity last season that if they do get off to a slow start, if the Royals stumble out of the gates just a little bit, that they'll be around to keep people's attention enough to be able to turn things around?
So can I ask you to define slow start? Because I think if it's slow, like let's say after 20 games, the Royals are 7-13, 8-12. So they're not great. But they're hovering around 500.
Yeah, like that.
They're a good series away from being right back. I think fans will give that team some grace. I think part of it, too, is we can talk about this. It's opening day week. We have a lot to talk about this week. Their schedule in April is actually brutal. Like, I pulled it up earlier. They start with Cleveland, who won their division. They then play Milwaukee, who was a playoff team last year. Like, to start the baseball season, and then they have the Orioles early, too. To start the baseball season, the Royals' schedule, the schedule makers, did them no favors. It's very difficult. So I think if you are 8-12, 7-13, and you take the winning the Royals had last year, combined with the fact we all know the schedule coming out of the jump is going to be a little harder, I think they have earned at least a little bit of leeway from the fans. But I'll tell you, it's just that. At the 20-game mark, I think fans will be willing to wait it out. At the 40-game mark, if they're, you know, 28-32, 29-31, people will quit this team. I think they'll get the benefit of the doubt early, but over time, you'll see that benefit of the doubt wane.
Yeah, we'll certainly see. I'm always intrigued by the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the Royals. I understand what there is a faction of the fan base that I don't know if they've earned that benefit of the doubt, but baseball will happen. For example, a team like last year, I would say the Houston Astros.
Did not get a start.
Yeah. Houston was a team that did not get off to a good start. They got back to 500. They figured things out. And ultimately, heading into the playoffs, they were one of the hot teams and a team that you thought had a chance to do something. Are the Royals allowed the grace where people usually accept that losing streak in the middle of the summer? Mm-hmm. Like, if you have that losing streak in June, I think people just count that as part of the game,
That's life, so to speak.
That ain't how they treat if you get off to a slow start in the very, very beginning, especially if they come out and lay an egg on opening day. You and I both know how. If this Royals team loses on Thursday 4-0, you know what the conversation is going to be like on Friday.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but you think last year the fact this team won a series, had an MVP candidate, and would have arguably has gotten better this offseason.
That matters to me or you.
I don't think that's built up enough goodwill to earn. Because I would tell you last year, they lost an opening day, and it was the Friday after opening day, you and I's text line, you would have thought the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. It was bad.
Yeah,
you think you're going to get an element of that again this year despite all the success over the 162 last year?
Yes. I think people just treat the Royals differently than they treat all the other teams. I think they just treat them differently. I could be wrong. Let's see how it goes. And hopefully we don't even have to have this topic because the Royals get off to a good start to catch your imagination. But I'm telling you, let's say the Royals get swept in their first series. Well, some people are going to say that it's time to start breaking down the NFL draft. I'm just, text line, tell me if I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. If the Royals get swept this weekend at home on Monday, I think you guys are going to be saying it's time to get ready for the NFL draft. I don't want it to be that way. I really don't want it to be that way. But I'm just telling you how things go. I'm telling you how it can go. All right, you know the rules. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit. We don't have many rules on this show, but this is one of them. If we talk about the Royals at the top of the show or at 5 o'clock, that can only mean one thing. JT, hit me.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington Bay's 5 o'clock Royals Random Lamp takes us back to the greatest opening day in Royals history. I will not hear an argument otherwise. I'm talking about the walk-off from Mindy Lopez in 2004.
Do you know that my parents actually made me leave the game early because they thought the game was over? I was at the opening day against Mindy Lopez, and they said, this game is over. We have to go. My cousin Jason and I, he can call in. He can verify this story. We did not want to leave. But we didn't have a car, so we had to leave. We left. We had to hear the Mindy Lopez in his driveway as we were dropping him off from the game.
Oof.
It was one of the more heartbreaking experiences of my sports life.
I mean, that stinks, but to defend your parents a hair, it was 7-3 going into the ninth inning. That's not a game the Royals win a whole
lot. I'm saying we sat there till the ninth inning. Why did we just – we should have left in the sixth inning or something like that. No, we only needed one half inning to go. Let's just watch the rest of it.
That's – you know what? That's fair.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, we sat here through this whole thing. We can't just see the rest of it. But, no, I was at the Mindy Lopez game, but we left before the Mindy Lopez home run. I know I'm the only one that's willing to admit that I left games early, but that's where I got it from, my folks.
You know what's crazy is we pulled the city. That game had 80,000 people at it. It's a fun fact because everyone says they're at that game. Blue Royals leadoff hitter that day was the reigning AL Rookie of the Year, Angel Baroa.
Hey, you know I love Angel Baroa.
Batting second, the trash can basher, Carlos Beltran was in center field.
Don't disrespect Carlos Beltran on this show.
Batting third.
I'd rather you disrespect me than disrespect him. I'd rather you disrespect Dennis Gates than disrespect Carlos Beltran. How dare you ever talk that way about Carlos Beltran? Don't you ever.
Batting third that day was the captain, Mike Sweeney.
Hey.
Batting fourth in what was likely his only game as a Royal, right fielder Juan Gonzalez.
Look at this. I just got a text. I told you. Sorry about that. But your mother wanted to leave. I told you, Rob. I told you. Sorry about that. It scarred me for life. I've never been the same. How can you trust the people that are supposed to look after you in this world if you left the Mindy Lopez game early? Slugger, how you doing, man? Slugger's doing great. Slugger's here. Slugger's reading the text line, ashamed at you guys' sports opinions. Look at him, shaking his head. He's disgusted.
Batting fifth that day on 2004 was third baseman Joe Randa.
Shout out to Joe Randa.
Batting sixth was everyone's favorite, the designated hitter, Ken Harvey.
Hey, shout out to Ken Harvey, the former T-Bone.
Batting seventh behind the plate, another guy who played 10 minutes in Kansas City, Benito Santiago.
Oh, I remember him. He was the catcher.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the catcher.
Batting eighth in left field was Aaron Guile.
Oh, shout out to Aaron Guile. I used to love Aaron Guile.
Everyone loved Aaron Guile.
Who didn't love you? You don't like the Royals if you didn't love Aaron Guile.
And batting ninth that day was the second baseman, Desi Relaford. The Royals.
Desi Relaford!
The Royals did not get a great pitching performance that opening day.
Of course they didn't.
From Brian Anderson, who gave up five over five innings. Yikes.
Yo, you want to know how I know the Royals were bad that year? Brian Anderson started for them on opening day. Brian Anderson?
He also gave up two homers that day, so big woof.
Brian Anderson was their opening day starter? That's embarrassing word.
Oh,
embarrassing
word. By the way, that season, Brian Anderson with the Royals finished 6-12 with an ERA of 5.64.
That was their opening day starter. Let me ask you this question. This has nothing to do with what we were talking about. Who's the worst Royals all-star?
Mark Redman. Come on now. Don't act like I just got here. You can't throw me a fastball.
Mark Redman
was bad.
Mark Redman.
His ERA may have been like 5.5. It was real bad that year. People make fun of Ken Harvey, but he was having a good season. Mark Redman was bad that year.
The Royals had a year where Mark Redman was their Royals All-Star representative. That tells me everything I need to know.
That's when they had the rule that everyone – I think they still have that rule. Everyone has to have an All-Star.
I think they still have it, yeah. They
that Royals team did not deserve an All-Star. It was 06. I'm pretty confident.
I'm sitting here looking at it. Jose Rosado. What you know about Jose Rosado making it, man?
Does that list even mention 06? They want to wipe their hands clean if that ever happened.
Shout out to Mark Redman, man. Shout out to Mark Redman, Royals All-Star. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We'll get back to college basketball. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rob, do you ever get a song just stuck in your head? Like, you don't really know how it got stuck in your head. Now, we're out at the Boulevard. Is it the Brew Hall?
The Beer Hall.
I don't know the official place. If you've ever been here, you know exactly where we are. They got the nice little balcony that overlooks downtown. And you can see the Ferris wheel and the Kauffman Center. It's actually a really nice place. It's a nice place to maybe hang out with your fellas. Maybe bring your girl out here. It's a really nice place. So we're here hanging out. And it's not even like they started playing this song, but you know that one song's like, show me the meaning of being lonely. I don't know why that song is stuck in my head.
Was that NSYNC or Backstreet?
I think it's the Backstreet Boys.
I think it's Backstreet Boys, yeah.
Why is that song in my head?
That's a great question. It's not
like they play. Was there a commercial that they played it? How did that song in the last 30 minutes just be stuck in my head?
It's an excellent question. You've now sang it at our table at least three times, so I'm psyched to have it in my head, too. It's going to be great. Thank you for passing that along.
Rob, mi casa es su casa, man. me and you, we are in this together, all right? If I'm singing a song, you singing a song. That's how we're going by. If you were not listening to the show earlier today, we were reading and learning about people that put peanuts inside their Coca-Cola. Now, Rob and I have never done that before, but tomorrow we are going to give it a try. I've never had this before. I am proud to tell you guys I'm from the Midwest. I am not from the South. I haven't even been to the South a whole lot of times in my life. I'm not from there. So I don't know anything about, these peanuts in the Coca-Cola. Nothing. Not a single thing about it. But tomorrow we're going to give it a try. You also told me about RC Cola.
Yeah, I didn't know you didn't know that was.
I've never had that before. I've never had RC Cola before. You drink RC Cola?
I don't drink it. I know what it is, though.
I'm not a fan,
but I'm aware of it.
Okay, so I'm saying is if you go up to a place and you ask for a Crown and Coke, you want them to give you an RC Cola?
I mean, if you said Crown and Cola, you've opened yourself up to any number of options.
Absolutely not.
It's like, listen, this is a good analogy to a beer place. You're not an IPA guy, but you know it exists. You know what happens in the world. That's how I feel about RC Cola. I don't like it, but I know it exists. I'm open to it as an idea, as an entity.
I've never had one before. At no point in my life have I ever had a RC Cola, not one single time in my life. I would like to talk about this with you before I guess, sign out today. I would like to bring this topic back to the air. Maybe I want basketball officiated a lot differently than how other people want basketball to be officiated. I've accepted that about myself. I hate block charge. I think that block charge promotes standing in the right place and falling at the right time. It does not promote you playing defense. A lot of times what happens is you leave the man you were actually guarding to stand in a spot, and then you turn into a John Travolta-level actor and fall and make a sound. I don't think that that's playing basketball. I don't think that should be rewarded. Some of you love a guy that takes charges. I don't really like that.
I would say this real quick. They've kind of fixed that. It's not bad this tournament. There have been tournaments where it's ruined games. Block charge has gotten better this tournament.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because they just started calling them all blocks is why. Yeah, they don't call them charges as much anymore.
They really don't.
Yeah, no. If you are not playing defense now, it's a foul on you and we're going to the free throw line.
Exactly.
So I don't really have much problem with it. If you saw the end of the Colorado State and Maryland game, and if your initial reaction to that play is that's travel, stay away from it. I'm serious. We've had our fun and we joked around today. I mean this as serious as anything that I've said today. If you saw the final shot of the Maryland-Colorado State and you are not admiring how great of a bucket that is and you wanted them to have stopped the game to call a travel on that play, please stay away from me. I don't want to kick it with you. I don't want to skate with you. I don't want to be around you. Please stay away from me. You got hall monitor energy. You got head of neighborhood watch energy. I don't want it around me. Please stay away from me. Please.
I just hate that that's the first thing everyone talked about. Really? Like, there have been times where, hey, there have been some bad calls. We've all seen a sporting event. The Saints-Rams game. I get that. The first thing we had to talk about. We all had to talk about that. That was what we all noticed. This game, that was a fringe call that, honestly, I wouldn't have called it a travel. If they did, I wouldn't have been mad. I think it's a 50-50 call. But the first thing everyone's talking about in a March Madness that has been relatively dull, we got a walk-off between Maryland a buzzer beater between Maryland and Colorado State, and it has been the peak of the tournament. And the first thing social media does, the first thing CBS, TBS, True TV, whatever game it was, whatever channel it was on, the first thing everyone's doing is, well, did he walk? Why is that the first conversation? The first conversation to be, what a great shot. What a great play. What a great bucket by a former future pro. Hey, can Maryland sustain this run? They don't really have a bet. That should be what we're talking. Heartbreak for Colorado State. They lose their coach. Those should be the talking points. Instead, it's, did he travel? It's just cynical, gross work that during the NCAA tournament.
This is what I think, man. And you know I've said this for a long time. We have to acknowledge how we watch sports and how it's changed. Because this is the problem. I'm not really sure if people watch sports to see people do cool stuff anymore. That's why I like sports. If I had to sit here and I had to make my own essay why I'm into sports, I'm into it for the drama. I'm into it for the competition. I'm in it for the athleticism. I like seeing people do really cool things. That's what I like. That is a cool shot. When you were sitting there, and I was at a bar yesterday, I'm at the bar watching it. Everybody is huddled around the television in a way that only sports can do. And when you see that first shot and you're like, oh, you know the excitement you get when you see a buzzer beater. If you didn't see the replay of that and your number one is, oh, they should have called a travel, stay away from me. I don't want you around me if that's how you want to watch sports. I'm not saying that the sports can't have rules, but you know how they say that you can call holding on every play, but don't. You know how we watch plays, and sometimes a great pitch should be called a ball, but it's framed perfectly, and it's right there on the black, and you got rung up. I don't want these games called by machines. I don't want it that way. I don't want the game to be called to the absolute perfect letter of the law every single time. That sounds awful to me. It really does sound awful to me.
I want the call right as much as anyone else. But what I want is the call to be right when it's egregious. If it's 50-50, let's play ball. So on the text line says, did Speed travel against K-State? Yes.
Yes.
He took 27 steps.
He took 8 steps.
He took at least 30.
This kid, Patrick Queen.
He took like maybe a half step.
It really is honestly when you start to count when he picked up his dribble. Because,
yeah.
I mean, that is a legitimate move toward the basket. He is moving toward the basket. He goes up. He hits a great shot. That's basketball.
But that's my point. If the Rams-Saints play, it's too egregious. We have to talk about it. We have to get that call right. But if it's 50-50, we should not be arguing the other 50 the next day. You know what should we be doing? Talking about the actual made shot. Can you imagine going to a bar and cheering for the refs? You said you were at a bar and everyone's held around to watch.
That's probably you because you always bet unders. You love cheering for the refs. You love cheering for this. Maybe this is I'm different than people when it comes to this. You know how I want my basketball. I want my basketball to be played with pickup rules in the final 2 minutes. For those of you that play pickup basketball or play pickup ball, you know what I don't want you calling on game point? A bunch of fouls. No, you got to go earn a bucket. Or if they call a foul in that scenario, yo, it's got to be something egregious for you to get to go to the free throw line at the end of the game. If not, hey, you got to go make a bucket here. That's what I want. I want guys to go make a bucket. Some of you grew up the way that I grew up, if you had called a travel on game point in that play, it would have set off a fight.
Mm-hmm. From that one.
I don't want that to be called a travel. The guy made a good shot. The guy did what he was supposed to do. But he advanced to the Sweet 16. Cool. I'm fine with how the game was called. Somebody says when you're making bets, you have to call the game right. I didn't have any money on it. I'm a neutral observer. I don't care who
they called the game right.
I mean, don't care who won.
That was not an egregious. That was one where, to the texter, I'm Ben the texter, had Colorado State. Fine. If you didn't have money on it, that is a literal down the line 50-50 call. That was not an egregious, oh, we have to call. That was one you could see going either way. I don't know if it's social media or sports. I don't know, but we have become obsessed with anything that's not 100% crystal clear. We just got to argue and, you know, get in the weeds about it. Was shot making. It was good.
I'm telling you, it's hall monitor energy. It's people that drive with their hands on 10 and 10-2 and drive the speed limit. Hey, man, I'm not riding the car with you, man. I don't want to ride in the car with you. Just please stay away from me. That's the energy that I have. Someone says Carrington wants the final 2 minutes play like Michael Irvin and Adam Sandler from The Longest Yard. I don't need to play like jail ball. I didn't say that. I said pickup ball. That's a lot different. Pickup ball and prison ball are two completely different things. I don't want to call. That's not how I want it. That's not at all how I want basketball to be called at the end of the game. I'm telling you, if you watch that and you wanted them to call travel, I think you're a cop. I really do. I think you're a narc, and I don't want to be around you in that scenario. I genuinely don't want to be around you. It's the drive. Rob.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I want to talk to you about this before we leave. You said we only have 3 minutes left, so I don't want to burn it with some serious sports talk. Let me ask you this question, and this is the honest question. As a kid, we all loved kickball. Why did we stop playing it? Have you ever thought about that?
It's a great question.
I'm just saying is there is not anybody listening right now, and I know it's not many.
There are adult kickball leagues.
I know, but I'm saying is why did we stop, period? Why did one day we wake up for something that we all loved and enjoyed and then just determine, I don't want to do that anymore? Kickball was amazing. It was great. I love kickball. Why are there not professional kickball leagues? Why could you have not gone pro in kickball? You can go pro in other things. Think about all the nonsense they show us on ESPN. Mm-hmm. They show people spelling words that we never use in our everyday conversation. We don't see people have kickball.
Only
who's the best kickball player in the world? Why didn't people get scouted for that?
Well, I'll tell you, if I were betting, the best kickball player in the world is Lionel Messi. If I was going to put money on it.
You think so?
Can
he catch? You got to be able to catch, too. Because, you know, you got to have – see, kicking is not as everything. You got to also be able to catch. You got to be able to dodge. It combines a lot of skills.
You can hide defensive deficiencies. Put him at pitcher. Just roll it.
just roll it?
I want you to hit homers and roll the ball.
You think that Lionel Messi would be the best kickball player in the world?
I think he would be on the short list.
You know who I'm taking? I'm taking that Holland guy.
That'd be a good answer. Yeah.
He'd be amazing.
Yeah. You know, I think we've answered the question now. You want to know why that kickball didn't become a bigger thing? If you're the players we think great at it are playing professional
soccer.
You know
what? You know what? I think if we created a team, I bet you that the NFL players would beat the soccer players in kickball.
No chance.
I think if we made, you know how they're talking about Olympic sport and flag football? If we took NFL wide receivers and soccer players, NFL wide receivers beat them.
The kicking, they wouldn't be able to catch a single one of those lasers the soccer players are kicking.
What are you don't think that Tyreek Hill could catch the
laser?
Ball?
No.
You're nuts if you don't think that.
The curl, the spin, no chance.
Absolutely. But you think that Thierry Henry could?
It would be like
Henry could?
It'd be a horrible game of 19-21.
I know I just pronounced the guy's name wrong.
You were so close.
I know I pronounced his name wrong.
You were in the ballpark.
I was close. Hey, we had a lot of fun today. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.